This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Students will soon be able to enroll in a doctoral program in climate and human health at the University of Colorado Anschutz Medical Campus. The program is aimed at developing leaders that can address the health impacts of climate change, like increased respiratory disease rates and the worsening of existing health equity gaps. CU says this program is the first of its kind in the nation. A coalition of environmental groups are asking state regulators to write new rules to limit the public health effects of oil and gas development. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
The new petition from environmentalists asks regulators to reconsider how oil and gas development hurts air quality, especially in low-income communities. It proposes new rules like limited fracking during the summer ozone season or a prohibition on new drilling permits. Oil and gas industry representatives have called it the latest, quote, crusade to ban their work through any means necessary. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission will take public comments through December 2nd. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Meanwhile, Colorado's state tax credit for electric vehicles shrinks next year. The incentive drops from $2,500 to $2,000 for vehicles purchased in 2023. Other potential discounts will remain available. Xcel Energy offers its Colorado customers $5,500 for a new electric car and $3,000 discounts on used electric models if they meet certain income qualifications. The Federal Inflation Reduction Act also renews a separate $7,500 tax credit, but only for cheaper models assembled in the U.S. Right now in Boulder, it's 36 degrees. This is CPR News.